The U.S. Census, the constitutionally mandated once-a-decade count of every resident, is still being conducted this year, but as WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, it's not going according to plan.
Jim Malatris with the New York State Complete Count Commission says that the COVID-19 pandemic has greatly affected what was already a difficult year for the 2020 census. He says that he doesn't believe the federal government had done enough before the pandemic to ensure an accurate count, particularly in states with large immigrant populations and communities of color, like New York.
With this coronavirus pandemic put on top of it, I think it becomes even more stark about how they haven't really put the time or resources in to adequately make sure every state is counting every resident in their state.
Malatris says that while many people are struggling with layoffs and stay-at-home orders, he says taking 5 minutes to complete the census questionnaire online, by phone, or by mail can help determine how the New York State economy recovers from the pandemic.
It's really important to make sure we're getting the resources that we need in New York State in order to really bring the state back and the economy back after this situation has ended.
If there is an undercount in the 2020 census, Malatris says New York State could lose up to 2 seats in Congress, along with $880 billion in federal funding for health care, schools, and infrastructure. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.